Gulf Power wants to buy a piece of land in Escambia County that the company says could be the future site of a potential nuclear power plant, though the official decision about a nuclear power plant still hasn't been made. The move comes amid controversy about a 2006 law that allows utilities to collect money through rate increases to cover the cost of a nuclear power plant before the plant is built. The nuclear cost recovery law, which is now being challenged in court, has allowed some companies to collect money from customers for years for a nuclear power plant that some say could never be built. But Gulf Power's lawyer, Jeff Stone, says the law in question really doesn't apply in this case.
To be clear, the nuclear cost recovery statute has nothing to do with the portions of Issue 24 that we are addressing through our motion. If the nuclear cost recovery statute had never been enacted, we would still have Issue 24 in this rate case.
Stone says the Escambia County property would be suitable for all forms of power production. Gulf wants to purchase the Escambia County property, then use rate increases to cover the carrying cost or the cost the company incurs when it borrows money to buy the land. It's kind of like interest paid on a mortgage. But Stone says he thinks discussions about a potential nuclear power plant on the property colored the PSC's decision, saying the commission denied the request because it inappropriately applied Florida's nuclear development rules. But Commissioner Julie Brown says she remembers it differently.
My thinking when I supported the vote was not based on the lack of a need determination. It was based on the fact that Kerryville has been in rate base for over 30 years. It was based on the 10-year site plan that they don't have any generation needs until 2022 for 30 megawatts. And it was based on the reasonableness, too. So for those decisions, I don't think that there's been a mistake of fact here or a mistake of law that we addressed.
Kerryville is another property owned by the utility that customer advocates like John McLaughlin with the State Office of Public Counsel say the utility is wasting.
One of the exhibits in this case was an excerpt from his 10-year site plan in which it enumerated the next likely sites for generation expansion. And even though Kerryville has been part of his plan to help for future use for decades, the Kerryville site didn't even make the top four. Gulf listed four other sites that it presently has in inventory available for generation expansion.
Gulf Power argues the size of the Escambia County property will give the utility more flexibility and be a wise purchase for consumers in the long run. The commission tabled the discussion to give commission members the opportunity to look over transcripts from the original hearing. Meanwhile, the group okayed a separate Gulf Power plan to reduce fuel charges for residential customers. For WFSU-FM, I'm Regan McCarthy.